Chapter 17. We were camped at an old landing strip just north of Tam Key, and less than 1,000 meters from Highway 1. I was glad to be near the highway. To the west, rice paddies stretched for what seemed miles. The dikes were twisted, uneven. I wondered how many battles had been fought along them. There were guys, mostly ARVN troops, sitting in tight little circles under the trees. I looked around for Americans and finally found some. I asked them if they knew where Alpha Company was.
"Up the hill, a piece,"
a tired-looking guy said. I walked up the hill slowly. I could see small clusters of soldiers sitting around. It was less than a company, maybe a squad or two at the most. I was afraid again. I had felt it coming when I got my orders. I had felt it on the chopper. Now it set like a heavy ball in my guts. The dirt on the hill was soft beneath my feet. Trees, once splintered, had begun to grow again along the path. I stepped on the boot prints that were there. The Vietnamese voices below me, ARVN troops, followed me up the hill. Pee-wee was standing near a tree, peeing. God bless Pee-wee. "Hey, buddy, you see any soldiers around here?"
"Man, you as sneaky as the damn Kongs," Pee-wee said, looking up. "I didn't even hear you coming."
"How's it going?"
"Not too cold,"
Pee-wee said. He was rearranging his clothes as he talked.
"What's up?" "First things first," he said. "How the fuck you doing?"
"No big deal," I said. "A couple of scratches."
"I was hoping you were back in the world," Pee-wee said. "I was hoping you was back in Harlem getting loved up by 3 big hip mamas and wearing you some wingtip kicks by now."
"I was kind of hoping myself," I said.
"We ain't done a thing since you've been gone but sit out here in this fucking rain and mud," Pee-wee said. "I've been sitting in this shit so long my piles got wrinkles."
"Everybody okay?"
"Yeah, I said we ain't done nothing,"
Pee-wee said.
"But you see who we with down the way?"
"The ARVNs?"
"Yeah, but that ain't the bad news," Pee-wee said. "Come on, we got some barbecue pork chops on the fire."
"Where did you get pork chops?"
"Wallowick shot a pig and cut the sucker up," Pee-wee said. "We've been eating good since we've been out here."
"What's the bad news?" I said, walking alongside of him.